It surprises me to no end how many people distrust science. And what I've come to learn over the last 35 years of being a practitioner of evidence-based treatment is that most people who distrust science have one common theme. They are usually very unwilling to exert any effort to dive into the evidence themselves. They just have this gut feeling of how things are and how they should be, and they're especially averse to reading or hearing about anything that might oppose their view. I doubt you'll ever have the opportunity to attend a science conference on any topic, but let me tell you that they are surprisingly the most inspiring events I've ever been a part of. They're inspiring because these groups of men and women are the most self-scrutinizing bunch of people on the planet. Why? Because most of them desire to really answer the big and little questions of the universe, the world, and even small details. They realize that they can actually be wrong about their ideas, that they can be in error in the ways that they are interpreting the data. The cornerstone of scientific journals is to write about where you might be wrong, what variables you may have not considered, where your data might be skewed. These people realize that as individuals, their thinking can be flawed. But they know by contrast, together as groups, open to scrutiny, they can arrive at the truth, arrive at reality. And we're counting on them to arrive at reality so that we can make informed decisions about the world, how it works, and how to improve it. Now, when it comes to your sales and recruiting efforts, you'll run into the same principle. You'll have people who want to develop, follow, and improve an evidence-based system. People who want to pore over the data and interpret it the right way. And you'll have people who want to resist that, oppose it, avoid it, deny it, and they try to wing it. People who want to wing it not only want to reject a system, they want to reject the scrutiny. It's easier, see, to be lazy when we reject a system. And once you reject a system, you reject the necessity of any steps and any formula for success. And then, voila, you can blame everybody else on any failures. But evidence-based systems and results to sales and recruiting can be inspiring as well. If you get into the right mentality of seeing numbers and systems at work, a work in progress, present this data with enthusiasm that it deserves. Not sort of a rah-rah enthusiasm, but enthusiasm for the clear and open numbers that help discover how things work best, how you can get your flywheel working in the right direction, that if we do this, then this, if we do this, then this. That can lead to success. Share them, share stories about them, and by all means, if you see changes from good performance to poor, go back to the sequence of events and behaviors that led to success. Open them up. Look at them. Remember, people who hide from them will blame everything else. But the more you develop a culture of relying on the evidence-based road to success, quantified it, and hold to it, the more your group will mirror the attitude of these science conferences of people who want to know reality, be inspired by it, and to examine and improve everything they do.